In this bulletin, the Treasurer confirms commitment to Pacific Aid. The Coalition announces $5 million of additional funding for mental health. And in sport, Australia wins 2 medals at the World Athletics Indoor Championships in China. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says Australia will continue to invest in the Pacific ahead of the federal budget on Tuesday. He told SBS News that while there won't be a big increase in Pacific aid this year, the Albanese government is committed to continuing engagement with the region despite the Trump administration pulling out US foreign aid. Dr. Chalmers also says the budget will address the volatile relationship between Australia and the United States over tariffs.
One of the reasons why our budget, which is primarily about the cost of living, is also about investing in building our future and making our economy more resilient, is because we are in a new world of uncertainty and unpredictability, and that's just one example.
The Coalition has announced $5 million of additional funding to mental health facility Headspace in Sydney's West as part of its election pitch. Opposition leader Peter Dutton says his party is keen to improve mental health access and outcomes for young people as the cost of living impacts people's ability to access services. He says an additional 1,800 people in Sydney's western suburb of Parramatta will be able to access Headspace support.
So I want to make sure that we lead a government and that we lead a country which can give easy access to general practice and to health services across the board in other parts of the health system as well. But we can only do that through investment and through wise spend of the money that we're putting in. Headspace was something I was very passionate about as health minister. I want to make sure that we can get access to more patients.
According to the National Study of Mental Health and Wellbeing, 26% of people aged 16 to 24 in 2020 to 22 experienced high or very high psychological distress. Australia's military donation has stalled at a logistics hub in Poland as a result of the United States' suspension of military aid to Ukraine. Operations at the logistic hub were paused after US President Donald Trump froze assistance to Ukraine, leading to delay and possible complications for Australia's Abrams tanks getting to the Ukrainian force. But the Minister for Veterans Affairs, Matt Keogh, says Australia is aware of the situation and they are working on coordination for the delivery.
So the flow of military assistance into Ukraine has been done in a coordinated way with European partners and, of course, with Ukraine about how that flow needs to be managed. And it's important that we don't telegraph publicly how all of that timing unfolds. But we'll continue to work responsibly and responsively with Ukraine in provision of support, understanding the circumstances that they are facing because of an illegal invasion by Russia.
The Coalition says over 36,000 public servants will be laid off as part of cost savings if it wins the federal election. The Opposition Finance spokeswoman Jane Hume says the layoffs would not be made from frontline services, but didn't detail which services would be targeted. The Coalition has criticised Labor for expanding the public service workforce while cutting costs on consultants. Meanwhile, Labor has defended current work-from-home entitlements, saying it saves people $5,000. The Coalition previously stated it would ban the working-from-home policy if it wins the election. Overseas, the United Kingdom government has launched an investigation into an electrical substation fire that led to a temporary closure of London's Heathrow Airport on Friday. More than 1,300 flights were cancelled, with more than 200,000 people stranded at the airport due to the closure. Operations resumed on Saturday. Chief Executive Thomas Walby says he's proud of the airport's response to the incidents, but aviation trade organisations are questioning the airport's dependence on a single power source. The airport has also ordered an internal review into the incident. In sport, Australia has secured another 2 medals at the World Athletics Indoor Championships in China on Saturday. Middle and long distance Olympian Jess Hull and fellow runner Kai Robinson both finished on the podium for the 3,000 metre race. The 2 medals came after Lachlan Kennedy won silver in the men's 60 sprint on Friday. Australia hopes to secure more medals in the women's 4x400 relay and also with middle distance runner Georgia Griffiths' participation in the women's 1500 metres. This comes as the championships enter its last day today. And that's the latest SBS News and Sport. I'm Alan Lee.